This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At one point, I got so frustrated with what I saw was this, the lack of different perspectives in our coverage that I decided to look at voter registration among our staff. And what I found was 87 registered Democrats on our editorial staff, zero Republicans.
Zero Republicans on the NPR staff at their Washington, D.C. operation, the headquarters for National Panhandler Radio. Everyone a registered Democrat, not even a registered independent. Did you get not even a single registered, not a Green Party, not nobody, all Democrats, no Republicans. We're paying their salary. We're buying their golden Mercedes-Benz station wagons. We are very generous people, the American people. And thank you for staying with us. Also staying with us from Kansas City, Missouri, where I lived for a period of time. Love KC Mo, 63rd in Rock Hill. But we have on the line Jim, who called in from Kansas City, Missouri. And Jim was an editor on the NPR, for NPR, worked for NPR for many years, on the Big Show Morning Edition in the 1990s. And Jim, I appreciate your hanging in there. And I'm glad you called in to share, because it's a big day for NPR, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very big day. I'm glad. And, you know, you mentioned that this gentleman, Berliner, is going to have an eye-opening experience. It's going to be eye-opening, I think, the same way that Larry's eyes were open when Mo would take his fingers and, you know, poke him in the head. Because I think it's, you know, he's going to have a it's going to be interesting to see the blowback that he gets, you know. So, but, yeah, I was an editor, not for just for 2 years, but there were just so many examples where, you know, what he's talking about were exactly right. I remember this was at the time in the early 90s of Jeffrey Dahmer. And, you know, this was a big story. Everybody remembers the Jeffrey Dahmer story, and everybody was covering it, but NPR wasn't. And I said, are we going to cover this story? I said, well, it's not our type of story. Okay, well, I get that. It's you know, kind of violent crime stuff, and NPR really doesn't do a whole lot of that. But once it was determined that the victims were gay men, they dispatched a reporter to Milwaukee to cover the story. So, you know, suddenly it became their type of story. And I mentioned the Kimberly Bergalis, the young woman who contracted AIDS from her dentist. And there was a whole thing that I allowed to go through because I was an editor then. Somebody wrote, you know, talking about babies were the innocent victims of AIDS. And somebody chastised me. There are no guilty people with AIDS. And then, you know, the Rodney King episode where every police incident across the country was suddenly big news. So, you know, it's been like that for years, but I think you made a really, really good point when you said none of this is going to matter until somebody at ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, Associated Press, somebody within those organizations steps up to the plate and says, you know, pretty much the same thing's been going on here, something very similar. And even then, I'm not going to hold my breath, because who's going to cover that story?
Right.
Are they going to cover, you know, I mean, who's covering this story? Is CBS going to cover this NPR story? No. Or is the Washington Post? Maybe. But I'm sure they'll put their slant on it. So I just wanted to call and offer that little bit of perspective and also say I love your show. Thank God for your show, because it makes me laugh every morning in a good way at some of the ridiculous stuff that's going on in the world. And some of your names, like Thoroughly Modern, Millie, and others. I run upstairs to my wife, you know, and I work, hey, did you hear what Chris Plant just said? I love the show. I think you're doing a great job. And thank you again for helping me keep my perspective and keep my sense of humor and not going crazy.
Well, you're very kind. That's my favorite thing to hear, too, is that that the show makes you laugh at all the crazy news that they feed us every day. And it's you know, it's sometimes challenging to get the joke out of the crazy that they're throwing at us. And
It's better to laugh than cry, right?
That is a fact. That is absolutely right. And you got to fight the fight. And, you know, like previous generations have really been up against it in all kinds of ways with World War II and World War I and with the Cold War and with, you know, Vietnam and civil rights and unrest. And, you know, we're going through a very peculiar time now, but we need to stand firm. We need to stand for principle and for what we know to be right. The United States is, for example, not the most racist country in the world. It's the least racist country in the world, and on and on. But, Jim, I've got to ask you this. And thank you for the very kind words. You were working, and you obviously had a senior position. You're an editor at Morning Edition. I prefer their show, Some Things Considered. Have you?
Better name than what they use.
Yeah. I got a show called Some Things Considered, and more. But you were an editor in the 1990s on Morning Edition for NPR, and now you're listening to the Chris Plant Show. So, have you changed, you were the same then, and you just moved on to bigger and better things?
Well, the reason I went there is, you know, not to totally be dismissive of NPR. They do some good things with sound pieces, and they incorporate sound into their broadcasts, and they, you know, they really do these sort of really nice pieces, and that's kind of what drew me. It was it was their news slant that started to be so off-putting. And I tell people now, if there's a story about the reemergence of basket weaving in convents in the Appalachians, well, that's the kind of story that the NPR folks do really well. But if it's news, I'm going elsewhere. You know, so I don't know that I've changed a whole lot, but I know that they have really gotten more radical. And he's right about every story seems to be couched in terms of race or climate change or gender. It's impossible to listen to.
It is. And look, it's true, as you know, because your eyes are open. It's the same thing at CNN. It's the same thing at NBC News. They have the same playbook at all of the major news organizations, certainly, and most of the minor news organizations too. Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, are the journalism industry has been horribly corrupted by left-wing ideology. I mean, I assume you see that everywhere. Maybe you don't.
No, absolutely. It's you know, I'm sitting here. I have an Amazon Alexa device is what I listen to your show with. And before it goes to your show, it's giving me all the news headlines. And all the news headlines are from MSNBC and CBS. And they're all anti-Republican. They're all anti-conservative. They're just it's everywhere. It permeates all of society. And it's very maddening. So, you know, again, I look at you as sort of an oasis to help me keep my sanity.
Oh, that is great, Jim. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I did. I lived in KCMO for a little while.
Yeah. And next time you're here, you know, announce it on your show. I'll buy you a nice big steak dinner and we'll go out and we'll solve the world's problems.
All right. That's a plan. And Kansas City, great for a steak. There's a steak named for the city. It's the Kansas City Steak. It's a great steak. That's great. Jim, thank you very much. Great call. I appreciate your checking in.
Take care.
You bet. You too. You're a Democrat Party. They're not liberals. They're the left, and the left is the most illiberal gang of miscreants you're going to find anywhere. That's why they've saddled up with the Islamists, because they love the murder. That's the thing about the left. Nobody's crazier than the left. The Islamists are not crazier than the left, and now the left has taken over the Democratic Party. So. That's the big problem we're having in the United States of America, is the left is here. And they have infiltrated the permanent bureaucracy and corrupted the permanent bureaucracy. They have corrupted the college campus, right? They've corrupted popular media, not just the news media, but entertainment television and so on. Just remarkable stuff. And they infect everything. You know, an Obama administration official, Jonathan Greenblatt, took over the Anti-Defamation League. The ADL is supposed to represent the interests of Jewish people. The ADL now just parrots the Democrat Party talking points, doesn't defend Israel, doesn't stand up against Hamas, and doesn't stand up certainly against the Democrat Party that has turned anti-Israel and pro-Hamas, because it's crazy, crazy out there, I'm telling you. And, you know, the Democrat Party, they're, again, show me a liberal, a real liberal in the Democrat Party, and I'll give you a dollar. That's the thing about all that. And now let's get to let's take a little break from the crazy and go to the crazy. Let's go to Sheila Jackson Lee. Sheila Jackson Lee, because we played some yesterday of Sheila Jackson Lee, where she was at the Booker T. Washington High School in Houston, Texas, for the big eclipse. And she's there, high school kids there who are, they got a member of Congress, supposed to be able to look up to a member of Congress, African-American woman. And she's there while the eclipse is at, and she couldn't get her cardboard eclipse glasses to stay on her head to save her life. And she was really bad at even trying. They were popping off and she didn't know what to do. You put it back and it doesn't stay. And she tried it over and over again because she has, you know, the IQ of a gnat. But never mind that. She's at the high school and she's giving them disinformation and misinformation about the moon and the sun.
You have the energy of the moon at night, and sometimes you've heard the word full moon, and sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
Made up mostly of gases.
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
Since it's gas.
Are the gases such that we could do that?
Made up mostly of gases. The moon, when you go out and you see the full moon, that's when it's round, because they don't know what a full moon is. And I guess in Democrat land, that's quite possible. You can be a high school student and not know what a full moon is. I believe that to be true, and I would credit the Democrat Party with creating that United States of America. Made up mostly, the moon is made up mostly of gases, because she is a scientific person. She's very scientific, mostly of gases. And just for Democrats listening, the moon is not made up mostly of gases. That's not true, what she just told the high school students.
I don't know about you. I want to be first in line to know how to live and to be able to survive on the moon. That's another planet, which you're going to see shortly.
It's not a planet. It's a moon. Planets are very distinct, and many planets have their own moons. Some have multiple moons. Now, she is on with the Space and Science Committee in the Congress of the United States of America. I've had cats that are smarter than her. She is a truly amazing and amazingly ignorant woman.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat, and it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
The sun is mighty powerful heat. It's difficult to go close to the moon. Now, the sun. Duncan, because it's a great ball of fire, and if you get within millions of miles of it, it will incinerate you like that Democrat incinerated himself at the Israeli embassy a few weeks ago when he self-immolated. Boy, that is just great stuff. Just from memory, I think the moon is like 92 million miles away, is that the thing? And it's a great ball of fire in the sky that will cook a steak on the hood of your car in the summertime. It's pretty hot. Yeah, it's hard to get close to it. But the kids are hearing, the moon is made of gases, but the gases are good. We can live with those gases on the moon because, I saw a member of Congress tell me that, and now I know that it's safe to go live on the moon where there's no water, but it's gases and all that good stuff, because she is not the brightest woman in the world. And, she's not the brightest member of Congress, but she's not the only incredibly ignorant one either. There are lots of them, and it's kind of sad and tragic. They're all Democrats, that's for sure. Just amazing. But you may recall that Sheila Jackson Lee, on the Space and Science Committee, she went to visit the site where they were monitoring the Mars probe, because the patriarchy sent a Mars probe to the planet Mars, which is a planet and not a moon, distinctly different. Not that our Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is aware of that, regardless of the committees that she may sit on. And She went to the headquarters where they were monitoring the live camera that the patriarchy was feeding back from Mars. You're welcome. And she asked if they had located the American flag that was placed on Mars by Neil Armstrong, presumably talking about Apollo 11, which landed on the moon in 1969. But she is not a bright woman. And just amazing. Now, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee claims she misspoke after delivering bizarre speech about the moon being a planet, which it's not, made up mostly of gases, which it's not, and then the sun being kind of too hot to walk on because, you know, she says, I obviously misspoke when I meant to say the sun. But as usual, Republicans are focused on stupid things like you instead of stuff that really matters. Yeah, like the fact that you're educating the next generation. That matters. What can I say, though? Foolish thinkers lust for stupidity. She's attacking Republicans because that's what she does. Mental dwarfism. It's ubiquitous in Washington. You know, Eden Pure is having their famous BOGO deal on their Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifiers. And when you buy one right now, you get one for free. No matter how many you buy, you get an equal number for free. You want to buy 25 of them? They're going to send 25 for free. The Thunderstorm will help completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors. Talking about, you know, bodily fluids and litter boxes, your mother-in-law's cooking, radical leftists. The O3 molecules seek out and destroy nasty odors, even behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm. Now is the time to order, too, because Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale is for a limited time only, so you don't want to wait. Thousands of five-star reviews online, you know it works like a champ. People are buying several for around the house, even as gifts, you know, for people that they need a little hint, they need a little help. You know what I'm talking about. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com right there on Al Gore's Amazing Internet and use the discount code ChrisBogo, ChrisBogo. That's buy one, get one. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ChrisBogo. Yeah, she's not alone, though. She's got, it's Republicans' fault for noticing that she was wrong. She's a member of Congress. So she attacks. And do the Republicans attack in kind? No, they don't. No, they don't. Do they defund NPR? No, they don't. But they really should. Today.
And I would not engage in any behavior that could be described as idiot.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Sheila Jackson Lee also famously said recently that the Constitution is 400 years old. It's 248 years old, but she's just a member of Congress. She's full of nuggets of genius. She's been providing us with these things for years.
Today we have two Vietnams, side by side, North and South, exchanging and working. We may not agree with all that North Vietnam is doing, but they are living in peace. I would look for a better human rights record for North Vietnam, but they're living side by side.
I don't think she can read. I don't think that, I think if you showed her a globe and asked her what it was, I think that would stump her. A world map flat on the mall, wouldn't be able to identify it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, weeks ago, even months ago, I try to put the world into context every now and then, and the Democrats, they're all self-immolating at the Israeli embassy. Not all of them, but it's, you know, the world is young, because they love Hamas, a genocidal terror group, and they hate the Jews and Israel because Jews live there. So the Democrat Party has become full anti-Jew and pro-Hamas, and it's a remarkable thing to sing. I keep pointing out, well, gosh, they'll say, oh, 30,000 people have been killed in Gaza, which is a made-up number by the Hamas people themselves. The news media keep going with it. Mathematicians and others have debunked their false claims, the Hamas false claims, as to the numbers of people killed in Hamas in this war, which they started against a much more powerful enemy, which they planned to exterminate. But never mind that. I'd like to point out that there is a war going on that we're completely ignoring. I have my Washington Post here right now, and no front page story today on what's going on in Ukraine, where about 300,000 Ukrainians have died. That's more than 30,000 that the Hamas and the Democrats claim have died in Gaza. And about 300,000 Russians have died. That is, for Democrats, about 600,000 people that have died in the Ukraine-Russia war. And Putin is a communist. Just by the way, commies kill. That's what they do. And too many Democrats are becoming commies here. And half of them are too dumb to even realize what they're becoming, what the Democrat Party is making of them. But I've also pointed out that the civil war in Syria has killed 10 times as many people. The civil war in Yemen has killed 10 times as many people as the left even claims were killed in Gaza and the war against Israel, a civilized nation, unlike the Hamas, elected leadership of Hamas, not civilized, represent the opposite of civilization. Well, amazingly today, they have a story in the Washington Post, and I've talked about this many times. The left doesn't care about the hundreds of thousands killed in Syria, or hundreds of thousands killed in Yemen, or hundreds of thousands killed in Ukraine, or hundreds of thousands killed in Russia. They don't care because, like their boy Joseph Stalin famously said, a single death is a tragedy. A million deaths are a statistic. And the Democrat Party certainly treats the world that way and humanity that way. There's no doubt about it. But I've also talked about Sudan and what's going on in Sudan, an African country with black Africans. And mostly in the north, they have some Arabs too. But today they finally have a story. Hunger stalks war-ravaged Sudan as aid is blocked and stolen. It's being blocked and stolen by Muslim men with AK-47 rifles, just like in the Gaza, where they steal everything, all the aid we send in. The subheadline is, nearly a year after fighting broke out, a bigger food disaster than Gaza looms. Now, it doesn't loom. It's already there and has been there for a long time. Now, a total of 2 million people live in Gaza, so we're told. But the country of 49 million people, the Sudan, is in the midst of a, they've got the Islamists over here and the not the Islamists over there, and everybody butchers everybody, and they have Darfur, which, hey, I thought we fixed Darfur. No, not quite. But they say in Sudan's post-apocalyptic cities, in the desert battlegrounds of Darfur, and even in the war-ravaged farmlands of the south, families are beginning to starve. It's not beginning. It's been going on for a long time. It has been nearly a year since fighting broke out between military, headed by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhani, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, that's the RSF, you got to abbreviate everything, headed by General Mohammed Hamdan Dagalo. All right, now, everybody's named Mohammed. You got a lot of Mohammeds and General Abdels and Fattah and all that stuff, right? So you see what's going on. The war plunged the nation of 49 million people into chaos, forcing more than 8 million from their homes. Wait a minute, we've got 8 million displaced internal refugees? Yeah, sure, no problem. The United Nations World Food Program, which is good for nothing, says the roots of the hunger problem are twofold. Access to funding, so Biden will throw a couple billion at him. It'll be stolen by the warlords. They'll buy yachts in Malta and mansions in Italy, and nobody will get fed. And the newspapers will pretend that we did something good. Within Sudan, World Food Program trucks have been blocked, hijacked, attacked, looted, and detained. Outside Sudan, makeshift camps are swollen with hungry and sick arrivals. But there's no money to feed them. This is a shakedown, the front page of the Washington Post today. Most have fled into South Sudan and Chad. Now, here's the thing. All the food distribution in Chad, home to 1.1 million refugees. Wait a minute. So we got 8 million displaced internally, 1.1 million that have fled the country into Chad next door. You know things are not going well when you're fleeing to Chad. Oh, thank God we're in Chad. Oh, honey, we've made it to Chad. Things aren't going very well. So 1.1 million refugees just in Chad that have fled out of there. And that's no problem. Kids are dying of starvation within Darfur and other parts of the country. They're yelling. It's Cindy McCain, who's now John McCain's widow, now the head of the World Food Program, naturally. And because, you know, it's a circle fest in a hot tub. But getting permission from the government food convoys to bring food in can take up to 3 weeks. This is exactly what's going on with the troglodytes in Gaza, right? And now they say it's a food disaster worse than Gaza looming. No, it's already worse than Gaza. And by the way, I played for you the audio the other day of the woman who's done the math on this, and it's great. She, Mark Levin, posted it on the Twitter, on X. And the woman explained that with the number of truck convoys that Israel has sent into Gaza, that they've provided the 2 million people there with enough food for 4 million people over the last 6 months. And still they're saying, oh, no, we're dying of starvation here because the Jews, you know. And it's just amazing. The lies are so pervasive. And that, again, is because of NPR and our corrupt news media. Ba-ba-ba. And just amazing. Now, the Democrats yesterday attacked people in the Capitol. It was an insurrection. They were rebelling against an established authority, a civil authority. That's the Congress of the United States. And they stormed and they took over the Senate cafeteria. Democrats and their pro-jihad, pro-Hamas, anti-Semites, anti-Israel. And they, how many of them? A million, about a million of them. There weren't a million of them. There were scores of them. And they attacked the Capitol and they're all white. Have you noticed that there might have been a jihadi, a legitimate jihadi or two, but they're all white liberals. They self-describe as liberals, and they're all white. And they attacked the Capitol. You know, we've got the Death to America lunatics in Michigan, and those are Democrats. Death to America and death to Israel, they're chanting, and they're chanting from the river to the sea. And now, actually, let's get to that jihadi, because we have more on that jihadi now, right, and there were 50 people arrested, these activists at the Capitol, too. But let's first go to this jihadi in Dearborn, Michigan, who is a Muslim American, whose name is Tarek Bazzi, B-A-Z-Z-I. And Tarek Bazzi is a genocidal Jew hater and a mainstream Democrat, and he speaks for the Democrats. The activist, the media calls him an activist. He's a jihadi, and he doesn't like America.
Pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
That's death to America in Arabic. They don't seem very enthusiastic. They must be starving.
And I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go."
It's the entire system. Malcolm X, he's not quoting Martin Luther King or, you know, he's No, Malcolm X. And that's the entire system that has to go. The Democrat Party is pretty much with him. Well, Tariq Bazzi, turns out more video has emerged of this jihadi, this genocidal hate cult leader, violent criminal. And if he can be deported, he should have been deported yesterday. We need Trump as president because these animals need to be catapulted out of the country into the ocean or wherever we can catapult them. We'll get really big catapults. Maybe we can catapult them all the way to the beach in Gaza, which should be a beachfront paradise, a Mediterranean paradise. But the animals, you know, they can't turn paradise into paradise, even if it's already paradise when they get there. Tariq Bazzi in 2021.
Understand what these slogans mean. From the river to the sea means the absolute annihilation of the Zionist regime. Israel, shar mutlak. It is absolute evil. It is a cancer in the middle of the in the Middle East and in the world. There is no way to deal peacefully with such an entity.
Woo. Helicopter gunship came in and chewed them all to pieces with a 20-millimeter chain gun. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Yeah, Israel is an evil cancer. Then you are a colorectal cancer, honestly. You're amazing. The regime, there is no place in the world for it. And from the river to the sea, which they have Democrats chanting on college campuses now, means the total annihilation of the state of Israel. Just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, sir. Jackie Heinrich is a reporter with the Fox News Channel, and she was at the White House briefing with Corinne, and asked Corinne Jean-Pierre, hey, we got this, from the river to the sea, death to America chanting in Dearborn, Michigan. I know these guys are your voters. Are you planning, as the president planning on doing anything about that?
Should we expect a statement from the president on that, though? I mean, it was a pretty significant display.
I mean, you're hearing from me. I think that's important. The other part, too, that I do want to be very clear about, you know, peaceful protest is something that the president has also been very, very clear that is important for to give folks space to peacefully protest.
Give folks space.
Violent rhetoric, we are going to denounce.
Yeah, we're going to. We haven't, and we're not doing it now, but we're going to, in theory. She kind of gave a hypothetical answer to a literal question. But when you're chanting death to America and you're a Muslim jihadi, what is that? Is that peaceful speech? And what kind of insane turn of phrase did she have in the middle of that that was utterly inscrutable? These are not bright people, and they're not on our side. Just amazing. Joe Biden was on Univision yesterday. Univision. That's one vision in Espanol, which means Spanish. And Biden yesterday, and he was asked by the left winger on Univision, hey, don't you hate the Jews? What are you going to do about the Jews? Don't the Jews need to be crushed like your Democrat Party says?
I think what he's doing is a mistake.
Netanyahu.
I don't agree with his approach. I think it's outrageous.
Outrageous.
That those three vehicles were hit by drones and taken out. What I'm calling for is for the Israelis to just call for a ceasefire, allow for the next 6-8 weeks total access to all food and medicine going into the country.
Now, again, they've been provided with enough food to feed 4 million people for 6 months, and somehow they're still starving. And the AK-47-toting bearded loons from a medieval hell that slithered out of cracks in the earth are stealing all of the aid that we're sending there, using the Russian-made AK-47s to do it. But did you notice what Joe Biden didn't mention? He attacked Netanyahu, and he's very angry, and he uses incendiary language to describe Benjamin Netanyahu as standing up for civilization itself. And it's the troglodytes that are stealing all of the aid that we've sent in there. And this idiot, you know, there are ships that are doing the, like, slow boat to China thing over to the Eastern Mediterranean to build a port for a terrorist group called Hamas, which is comprised of genocidal racists. But Joe Biden is there to help him. And he demands that the Israelis have a call for a ceasefire. And he wants 6 to 8 weeks so we can pretend that we're delivering food aid. How about we fill all their 300 miles of tunnels with concrete? Oh, wait a minute. They haven't released the hostages. Joe Biden didn't mention the hostages. There are Americans being held hostages. Joe Biden didn't mention the Americans being raped every day by these savages, and he didn't call for their release. He didn't demand that Hamas turn over their leadership to be put on trial for the crimes against humanity that they've perpetrated. How many hostages are still being held, Joe Biden? And when are you going to demand their release? Just amazing. Now, yesterday, Democrats showed up at the Capitol, and they took over the Senate cafeteria, and nobody's going to jail for 20 years. Nobody, like Enrique Tarrio, a black American of Cuban descent, leader of the Proud Boys, who wasn't even in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, and was sentenced to 22 years in prison for the role that he played or didn't play in the events of January 6th. The Democrats that set the Church of the Presidents on fire and forced the evacuation of the president and the first family from the White House, nobody's in jail. Injured 180 police, brought M-80s, eighth of a stick of dynamite, to throw at the police, injuring 180 police. Nobody's in jail for that. The Democrats took over a piece of the Capitol and the Senate cafeteria yesterday to cheer on Hamas, a genocidal death cult. 50 people were arrested. I bet they're all free now, and nobody will be going to jail for decades, that's for sure. The Democrat Party is pro-jihad. If you're a Democrat, there's something wrong with you.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Now, the Democrat Party is the pro-jihad party, and gangs of them took over the cafeteria on Capitol Hill today on the Senate side and in the Dirksen Senate office building. And they have banners, and they're yelling about
children are starving in Gaza.
Children are dying in Gaza.
Children are starving in Gaza.
Children are starving in Gaza.
People are dying in Gaza.
People are dying in Gaza. What with the war zone and everything? And, you know, Joe Biden just told Univision he's really angry with Netanyahu because those Jose Andres people, seven of them were killed in a bombing, an Israeli bombing. But they don't follow the news. It turns out that Gaza brought the food people, the gourmet for ghouls people of Jose Andres, brought him into their motorcade, brought him into their convoy, and their convoy was attacked. And it's very unfortunate. And they got this, break bread, not babies. Then they send a check to Planned Parenthood because...
You're arresting people. God forbid we give a about a genocide.
That's right.
History is watching.
History is always watching, dimwit. Your brain is the size of a grain of rice. Just try to leave the planet alone. About 50 people were arrested protesting the Israel-Gaza war in Senate cafeteria. The Washington Post types on behalf of Hamas. About 50 activists calling for a ceasefire in the Gaza, just like Joe Biden. They're on the same page. Were they calling for the release of the hostages who are being raped every day by the bearded troglodytes? I'm just curious. And if the children are starving, and they're not, they're starving because the Hamas leadership is using their AK-47 rifles to steal all of the aid that's coming in. That would feed them quite well. Why do you think Egypt built their wall higher along their border with Gaza? To keep these people out. Maybe they know something about them that, you know, people that call themselves liberals in the United States don't know. Just maybe. Crazy times. So much stuff I didn't get to today. I'm going to have to come back tomorrow and try to get to more.
Oh!
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.